You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. I want to say happy holidays to all of y'all. You know, whether you celebrate Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, or you don't celebrate anything at all, you know, I just hope that, you know, you had a great weekend and you're having a great week, you know, the final week of the year. You know, most of you guys celebrate New Year, so I know you're kind of excited about that upcoming. And I want to wish you guys some great things for 2017. But, you know, right now, a couple things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the dilemma that Brian Colangelo, the president of the 76ers, has in regards to trying to move one of his bigs, Nerlens Noel or Jahlil Okafor. I also, you know, want to talk about tonight's game. I'm in Sacramento this morning. Man, long story. I didn't get here till like 3-something in the morning, East Coast time. So it's been a long day of traveling yesterday on Christmas. But I'm happy to be here. But, you know, I want to talk about that matchup. And, you know, this Kings team seems to be a tough draw for the Sixers because they're playing, you know, their best basketball of the season. But, you know, first thing first, let's talk about the Sixers' dilemma on trading. You know, a lot of people, you know, it's funny because, you know, I get emails every day. I get direct messages on Twitter, and I get just regular messages on Twitter and on Facebook where everyone's saying, okay, why don't the Sixers go after said player? And typically said player is like, you know, a Devin Booker type, a guy who's an elite up-and-coming guard. He's not quite an all-star yet, but he's a young guy who's about to make a difference. And a lot of people are saying, why don't the Sixers just get rid of Nerlens Noel or Jahlil Okafor for a Devin Booker type? Well, it's hard, y'all. I mean, as much as we view Nerlens Noel and Jahlil Okafor as being elite players in this league, their trade value is extremely low. And it's low because, let's face it, it's Jahlil Okafor's, it's Joel Embiid's team. I always get my J's mixed up. It's Embiid's team. With that being said, you know, you can go out there and try to hype Nerlens up and try to hype Ja up. But at the end of the day, the team is going to say to you, you mean you really want Devin Booker for your backup or third string center? You know, and it's like they're going to say, and they know the reason why the Sixers are trying to trade him is because they have a logjam. Now, it's like they're doing it, they're looking at the Sixers like, hey, we're doing you a favor by taking on one of these guys. It's not really helping us. We're doing you a favor. Now, things can change the closer that they get to the trade deadline. However, I'm here to tell you that teams are not going to get rid of a Devin Booker type. Now, there may be a guy who a team will say, you know what, this guy has a salary. You know, free agency is coming up next year. Talking about a guy on their team, he has a crazy salary. He's making too much money. And maybe I may take on a Nerlens Noel knowing that he's going to become a free agent at the end of the year, whether a restricted or unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. And if I really don't want him, I'm just basically doing a salary dump so I can go after another free agent at the end of the season. Now, that could work out. However, then the Sixers are on the hook for the player who they acquire's crazy contract. And that's not a good deal for the Sixers. So, you know, there's a lot of people you know, we all write about it. I wrote about it in today's paper, today's Philadelphia Inquirer, today's Daily News. But, you know, at the same time, there's a lot of people saying, come on, Brian, pull the trigger, pull the trigger. But it's really not that easy. Now, personally, I've gone on record and said this, and I've wrote this today, probably for the umpteenth time. I believe that whoever made the decision not to trade one of these guys in the summertime probably made a bad decision, just because at this particular time their value is going down. You have Noel listed as a third string center. We all know that he's a starting caliber center. We all know that he plays at an elite level when he's paired with a pass first, up tempo type of point guard. We all know that Jahlil Okafor is in the right situation. He can become an all-star. However, at the end of the day, Okafor is a backup center. They got him playing at Twin Towers, but that's not really working. I mean, but Okafor is a backup center on the Sixers team whenever they go to a traditional lineup. And Noel, at this particular time, is listed as the third-string center. So there's no way right now that you can basically get what you want unless a team gets desperate at the trade deadline and just say, let's just make a move, make a deal, because we really want to make a playoff push, or we think that one of these two guys can help us out. So that's that. But hey, before I get into, you know, talking about tonight's game, I really want to, you know, help you guys out a little bit. I mean, you know, you can basically, you know, go online and get yourself some tickets for January 3rd, Tuesday, the January the 3rd game at the Wells Fargo Center against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, that's going to be a huge game. The Timberwolves kind of laid the wood against the Sixers earlier this season, but you'll get to see Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, you know, Gordy Dang, Ricky Rubio, Zach LaVine, all come to town and try to beat, you know, the Sixers' young stars. And, you know, I'm going to get a ticket for some family members, you know, because I know they want to go to the game. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to SeatGeek, you know, get my tickets there. Because you know why? Because SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for basketball games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the arena for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get guaranteed seats you want for a great value. But see, here's the thing, y'all. Now, I know you guys want to get some money back. So, you know what I mean? Like, if you can, basically, you can get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. All you have to do is, right, to get it, you have to download the SeatGeek app. You go to the settings tab and click on add a promo code. Enter the promo code LOSIXERS, LOSIXERS. SeatGeek will send you your $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. So, hey, I'm just telling you, you know, in the midst of all these, road games, the Sixers have one home tilt. And, you know, that's going to be January 3rd against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I think that will be a great time for you guys to purchase some tickets via SeatGeek. And, hey, get that $20 rebate, because, you know, tickets can be a little pricey now these days. But, you know, I think that this will be a good deal. And like I said, I'm going to do it for my family as well. But, hey, tonight, it's going to be a late night. I don't know why I'm up so early, since it's going to be a late night. It's not really early, but it's, you know, I just, you know, it's just going to be a long night. I'm still on East Coast time, but I'm in the West Coast. So, you know, I'm like 3 hours ahead of everyone else. So I'm looking out the window and it's pitch black, but hey, it's going to be a beautiful day. But hey, the Sixers play the Kings tonight at 10:30 p.m. Wow. And they're going to play them at Golden One Center. This is the Sacramento Kings' new arena. The Kings have a 13-17 record. So you look at that and you say, this is a team that the Sixers should be able to hang with. Perhaps. But the problem is, right now, Sacramento is playing the best basketball of the season. And if you factor in how disgruntled the team has been the last couple of years, you can argue that they're playing the best basketball that they've played in a while now. You know, they have won 3 straight games and 4 of the last 5. They have also outscored their opponents by at least 11 points in the fourth quarter of their last 3 games. And Sacramento hasn't given up more than 22 points in any of those three contests. Like, giving up more than 22 points in the fourth quarter of any of those 3 contests. But see, the thing is, it's also a matchup to keep your eye on because you have DeMarcus Cousins. Now, like the Sixers, who go with the Twin Towers with Embiid and Okafor, the Kings go with the Twin Towers with DeMarcus Cousins playing power forward. Now, that's a little misleading because what they do is they do it for a couple minutes early in the first quarter, and they do it a little bit in the third quarter. But other than that, they basically rotate the guys back in and out. But look, Cousins ranks 3rd in the league in scoring at 29.1 points per game. He has scored 30 or more points in 11 games. His highlight was a 55-point outing while making 5 of 8 three-pointers against the Portland Trail Blazers on December 20th. He's had 15 double-doubles this season. So, you know, this is going to be a tough matchup for the Sixers. It's going to be a great contest for Joel Embiid. You know, we'll get to see what he can do against Cousins. And, you know, you can't really base everything off of this one performance because, let's face it, Embiid has been playing at an all-star type level, and this is rookie season. So if he gets the best of Cousins, if Cousins gets the best of him, I'm not going to say, hey, he's the greatest thing ever, or hey, he needs a long way to go, because it's not fair. But what I will say is this is a good contest for him because, you know, it's good for him to go up against a guy who plays with an edge, a guy who can shoot the ball just like he can, and a guy who's just as big as he is. Now, Cousins has lost some weight. He trimmed down a little bit, but at the same time, he's still a strong man. You know, so this should be a pretty good matchup, a pretty good contest. I don't think the Sixers will come out on top just because I feel like, you know, they're playing Sacramento at the wrong time. I think the Kings are really clicking. But, hey, at least they're playing, because remember the game that they had last month or earlier this month against the Sixers was postponed in Philadelphia because of Mopgate, you know, when there was a lot of water on the floor because someone forgot to turn the air on in Wells Fargo Arena. So, but look, it's going to be a good one tonight. And I think you guys, if you're up, stay tuned. If not, make sure you come to Philly.com tomorrow or pick up the Inquirer or the Daily News, and I'll have the updated Sixers coverage of that game. And hey, you can also listen to the podcast. I'm going to try to get it out early tomorrow. I mean, way early, because Tuesday, I have a 6 a.m. flight to Salt Lake City to make the Sixers practice so I can get there on time. But thank you for listening, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On podcast.